I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. There are some games scheduled for tonight in the area, including Riverdale at Wanewuck Center in boys basketball, River Valley at Cuba City, Royal at Westby, DeSoto at Brookwood, Merrill's Mindoro at Cashton, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Edgewood at Reedsburg, and Ithaca at Lafarge. We'll keep you posted on those games and their status as this day goes on. Girls basketball includes Southwestern at Fenimore, Lancaster at East Dubuque, Benton at Schulzburg, Highland at Potosi-Cassville, and River Ridge at Belmont. On Saturday in girls basketball, Prairie du Chien got the win against Barneveld, 48-40, and Monona Grove was a winner over Reedsburg, 61-48. Boys basketball, Platteville continues on with a good year. They defeated Edgewood, 81-61, and Barneveld beat the Prairie du Chien boys, 61-39. Caledonia over Mount Horeb, 70-59 in boys basketball. Also over the weekend, a big major wrestling tournament was held in the area at Weston Schools, and Bill Twining wraps it up.
12 teams were involved in the event, which was canceled a year ago by a snowstorm. Good weather prevailed in 2025, as did the Holman Varsity Reserves, which won the event with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosterberg finished second with 197 and led the way with four individual champions. Riverdale also made its first appearance at Ithaca Weston, a memorable one, boasting three titleists and finishing third with 163.5 points. Royal Wanewuck Center took fourth with 132.5, with Verona and sixth place Ithaca Weston close behind with 128 and 126, respectively. Richland Center placed seventh with 106 points. Defending champion Parkview Albany fell to eighth place with 98. Rounding out the scoring were Cambridge, the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves, River Ridge, and Wisconsin Dells. Individual highlights came from the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, and from three championships won by the Riverdale Chieftains. Hady was one of two individuals to win his second title at Ithaca Weston when he bested Holman sophomore Brock Needham 6-3 in overtime at 126 pounds. Needham had finished one spot ahead of Hady at the Bi-State Classic 3 weeks ago, although the two never met during the tournament. The other repeat champion was Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, who took the top spot at 215 pounds. Both Egan and Hady are not only two-time champions at the Ithaca Weston tournament, but also two-time place winners at the state meet. Riverdale had three champions and all were dominant. Junior Brody Meese had five pins on the day, including one in the finals at 138 pounds. Senior Talon Childs returned to the lineup with five first-period pins and swept to victory in the 190-pound weight class. Junior Grant Matthews had four pins, including one in 5 seconds, one in 9 seconds, and then one in the finals over Ethan McIntosh of Verona, the son of UW Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Also winning titles Saturday were Slater Valley of Parkview Albany, Carson Bremer of Verona, three wrestlers from the Holman Varsity Reserves, Rex Lancaster, Nathan Henderson, and Camden Thiel, and four more from Oosterberg, Rigoberto Telez, Connor Mentink, Liam Richards, and Noah Banco. Here's how things went for the local teams. Ithaca Weston had four runners-up, Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was fourth in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his fifth-place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won seventh-place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Hady. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won third-place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed fourth at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for fifth place, and freshman Blake Muller placed sixth at 144. Riverdale was led by three champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed second at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won third-place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished fourth. and a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for fifth place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won three matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Waniwak Center had two men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish second. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed third for Royal Waniwak Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished fourth at 126. Saturday's tournament also saw the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, which also was delayed 1 year by last January snowstorm. Enshrined in the Hall of Fame Saturday were coaches Jim Albaugh and Steve Waterman, state champions Mark Fosterling and Sam Brandt, and eight others who wrestled in the WIAA state tournament during their days at either Ithaca or Weston: Lyle Wilds, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Fosterling. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormund, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Over the weekend, bowling scores from youth bowling. Girls High Series, Jocelyn Adams had a 485 and a 176 high game. For the boys High Series, Caden Keller with a 659, Trayton Shep a 561, and Brady Blado a 554. Top game, Caden Keller a 235, Brady Blado a 231, and Trayton Shep a 203 in action from youth bowling from over the weekend. In football news, Josh Allen rushed for two touchdowns, Buffalo's defense forced three turnovers, and the Bills advanced to the AFC Championship game with a 27-25 win over the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round. The Bills hung on when a wide-open Mark Andrews dropped a two-point conversion pass from Lamar Jackson, allowing the ball to bounce off his chest with a minute 33 left. Jackson connected with a sliding Isaiah Likely for a 24-yard touchdown to give the Ravens a chance to tie it. Elsewhere, Saquon Barkley dashed through the snow for touchdown runs of 78 and 62 yards and finished with 205 yards rushing. Jalen Hurts had a 44-yard scoring run, and the Eagles held on against the Rams 28-22 to advance to the NFC Championship game for the second time in three seasons. The Eagles will host the NFC Championship game coming up Sunday against Washington. The NFC North got a lot of love during the regular season, with the top three teams combined for a record of 40-11, but not anymore. None of the teams are still going after early losses in the postseason. The losses by Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit came by a total of 44 points, so the outcomes weren't that close. The Packers' 22-10 loss to the Eagles was the closest final score. In other action from basketball over the weekend, emerging standout John Blackwell led the Badgers to their seventh straight win Saturday at USC. Blackwell scored 28 in an 84-69 upset victory. Max Klesman added 18. Wisconsin is not only winning, but it's winning by big margins. The Badgers built a 19-point edge, 51-32, early in the second half, only to see the Trojans score 13 in a row. The lead was cut to 3, 55-52, before Wisconsin went on an 8-2 run later. Coach Greg Gard's team stays on the West Coast to play at UCLA on Tuesday. Guard Stevie Mitchell was driving to the basket in the closing seconds, but couldn't get a game-tying shot off. That cost Marquette, as it suffered a 59-57 upset loss at home Saturday to Xavier, becoming the final Big East team to suffer a defeat in the conference games. Coach Shaka Smart's team goes on the road to meet Seton Hall on Tuesday. It was Michigan State over Illinois in a good one yesterday. 80-78, Michigan wins by 2, and Michigan over Northwestern 80-76. And the Bucks claimed victory. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points and 15 rebounds to help Milwaukee beat the shorthanded 76ers 123-109 Sunday night. Damian Lillard added 25 for Milwaukee, which completed a 4-0 homestand. Here is Coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, you know, early in the year we may have lost that, though. Tonight we win the game, and that's what you have to do. You got to stack up wins when you can, and we're doing that.
Milwaukee will now play coming up Wednesday on the road at New Orleans. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.